Scroll 6. Today, I will be master of my emotions. Emotions are at the very core of our being, and our emotions can have a far greater impact on others than our physical attributes or intellectual capacity. We read sermons from pop psychologists who tell us to be true to ourselves, embrace how we feel, and act, regardless of the consequences. This is in response to the past few decades wherein many of us have been shut down emotionally, choosing to ignore or medicate our feelings. Over 30 years ago, Ogg gave us 5 keys that, when mastered, open a door to a room filled with higher awareness, appropriate emotional constraint, and tolerance for others. Here is the first key.
Today I will be master of my emotions. The tides advance, the tides recede. Winter goes and summer comes. Summer wanes and the cold increases. The sun rises, the sun sets. The moon is full, the moon is black. The birds arrive, the birds depart. Flowers bloom, flowers fade. Seeds are sown, harvests are reaped. All nature is a circle of moods, and I am a part of nature. And so, like the tides, my moods will rise, my moods will fall.
The first key to master your emotions is to accept the fact that moods change. What a relief! You want to feel happy, but you don't. You did yesterday, but not today. Ogg doesn't focus on the why this happens, just the fact that it does. Recall the mood changes you have experienced in the last several days. You woke up feeling great, but by the time you got to work, you were just grumpy. The other night before you went to bed, you were quite unhappy, but you knew if you could just get to bed, everything would be better in the morning. That is the pull of the emotional tide. The first key is, accept mood changes. The affirmation is, I accept the reality that my moods change. Here is the second key.
Today, I will be master of my emotions. It is one of nature's tricks, little understood, that each day I awaken with moods that have changed from yesterday. Yesterday's joy will become today's sadness, yet today's sadness will grow into tomorrow's joy. Inside me is a wheel, constantly turning from sadness to joy, from exaltation to depression, from happiness to melancholy. Like the flowers, today's full bloom of joy will fade and wither into despondency, yet I will remember that as today's dead flower carries the seed of tomorrow's bloom, so too does today's sadness carry the seed of tomorrow's joy. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master these emotions so that each day will be productive? For unless my mood is right, the day will be a failure. Trees and plants depend on the weather to flourish, but I make my own weather. Yea, I transport it with me. If I bring rain and gloom and darkness and pessimism to my customers, then they will react with rain and gloom and darkness and pessimism, and they will purchase not. If I bring joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter to my customers, they will react with joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter, and my weather will produce a harvest of sales and a granary of gold for me.
The second key to master your emotions is to be aware of your moods and how they affect others. Moods change. We cannot control this, but we can control how our moods affect others. Stop and ask, how am I feeling at this very moment? Am I angry? Am I confused? Am I happy? Am I tired or exhausted? It's important that we first become aware of what we are feeling. One of the greatest secrets of life, and one to which most of us are blind, is this. Those who must be around us are very aware of our moods, even if we are not. Ogg states, I make my own weather, yea, I transport it with me. Do those around us see a raging storm every time we approach, or do they experience a tranquil sea? If you're willing to be honest and take a look at what others are seeing, you may find the motivation to master this key. Several times a day, consciously ask these questions. What am I feeling at this moment? How is my current mood affecting those around me? How is my emotional weather helping or hindering my success? Look for specific patterns. The second key is be aware of your moods. The affirmation is, I am aware of my moods and how they affect others. Listen for the third key.
Today, I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master my emotions so that every day is a happy day and a productive one? I will learn this secret of the ages. Weak is he who permits his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. Each day, when I awake, I will follow this plan of battle before I am captured by the forces of sadness, self-pity, and failure. If I feel depressed, I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel ill, I will double my labor. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. If I feel inferior, I will wear new garments. If I feel uncertain, I will raise my voice. If I feel poverty, I will think of wealth to come. If I feel incompetent, I will remember past success. If I feel insignificant, I will remember my goals.
The third key to master your emotions is to take preemptive action. In a war, it is common for the side with superior knowledge of troop movement or placement to take preemptive measures that cut off or destroy the enemy before the enemy can attack. If we are aware of our moods, the way we are feeling, and the negative impact that a given mood or feeling can have on a given situation, we too can take preemptive measures and choose to act differently. The magic? When we act differently, we can actually change our mood or the way we feel. As Og said, weak is he who permits his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. Many a frustrated and immature parent lashes back at a child as though saying, "You will act the way I feel." An angry child responds as though saying, "I will act the way I feel." A mature adult should be able to assess how he or she is feeling, consider the options for response, and choose an appropriate response or action. I can't always choose the way I feel, but I can be aware of how I feel, and I choose to respond differently. This response will help me to feel differently. Og gives several examples of this process. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel inferior, I will wear new garments. Think about the specific mood patterns you identified while completing the assignment in key number 2. Write in your journal several appropriate responses to each mood. Next time you're feeling negative or frustrated or angry, stop, assess your mood, and act differently. Choose a positive response. Each day, record as many of these moments as you can recall. The third key is take preemptive action. The affirmation is, I control my own moods. I make my own weather. Here's the fourth key, subtle but critical.
Today, I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best, and I am not inferior. There will be days when I must constantly struggle against forces which would tear me down. Those such as despair and sadness are simple to recognize, but there are others which approach with a smile and the hand of friendship, and they can also destroy me. Against them, too, I must never relinquish control. If I become overconfident, I will recall my failures. If I overindulge, I will think of past hungers. If I feel complacency, I will remember my competition. If I enjoy moments of greatness, I will remember moments of shame. If I feel all-powerful, I will try to stop the wind. If I attain great wealth, I will remember one unfed mouth. If I become overly proud, I will remember a moment of weakness. If I feel my skill is unmatched, I will look at the stars.
The previous key dealt with thoughts that tear us down. Now for the more insidious thoughts. The fourth key to master your emotions is to control your thoughts that falsely build you up. Og lists them: overconfidence, complacency, moments of greatness, feeling all-powerful, when we attain great wealth and we are overly proud, believing our skill is unmatched. Next time you're feeling invincible, stop, assess your mood, and act differently. Choose a more appropriate response. The fourth key is control your thoughts that falsely build you up. The affirmation is, I use my action to control my thoughts. Here's the fifth and final key.
Today, I will be master of my emotions. And with this new knowledge, I will also understand and recognize the moods of he on whom I call. I will make allowances for his anger and irritation of today, for he knows not the secret of controlling his mind. I can withstand his arrows and insults, for now I know that tomorrow he will change and be a joy to approach. No longer will I judge a man on one meeting. No longer will I fail to call again tomorrow on he who meets me with hate today. This day he will not buy gold chariots for a penny, yet tomorrow he would exchange his home for a tree. My knowledge of this secret will be my key to great wealth.
The fifth and final key to master your emotions is to make allowances for others. You have a newfound knowledge. You know the keys to controlling your emotions. Many do not. You also know that tomorrow their moods will change. Scroll 2 teaches that we should not react emotionally to the actions of others. Here is a perfect example of how and where you can apply that principle. For the next 30 days, record in your journal encounters with individuals who are emotionally out of control. Review the encounters weekly and record changes in their behavior due to the fact that you did not react negatively. Were you treated differently the next time you saw that individual? Did you eventually get what you wanted or needed? Did they later apologize for their behavior? Did they ask what sedatives you're taking? Have fun with this. Basically, discover if your weather system is nourishing others or drowning them. The fifth key is, make allowances for others. The affirmation is, I recognize the moods of others and make allowances. Og sums up the scroll this way.
Today, I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will recognize and identify the mystery of moods in all mankind and in me. From this moment, I am prepared to control whatever personality awakes in me each day. I will master my moods through positive action, and when I master my moods, I will control my destiny. Today, I control my destiny, and my destiny is to become the greatest salesman in the world. I will become master of myself. I will become great.